David Hall, media consultant, you've just given us a presentation, Five Simple Things to Make Your Show Better. And what struck me was, it's blindingly simple. It seems to be distill and maybe work a bit harder.
All it really is think ahead and rethink. Think of something you want to do. Walk away from it, come back, think about it again, and I guarantee you, you'll always make it better the second time. And the other thing that about this that is, you're right, it's blindingly simple, is just let time pass a little bit. Let these ideas cook in your head. We're all smart, and we figure it out, and we always make it better.
One thing that struck me was you had many different bits of audio, some in French, some in Portuguese, English, obviously, with the subtitles.
Yep.
Otherwise, it doesn't work for a lot of people. And it seems to be radio is the same all over the world.
Actually, there are a lot of things in radio that are the same, and then there are things that are distinct in different countries and different cultures, which I respect, actually, and I really appreciate that. One way to look at it is a listener is a listener, right? You listen to the radio, you basically want two things. Either you want to be informed by a spoken word station and you want to know what's going on in the world and maybe a little comment about it, or you want to escape. You have an idiot husband and a terrible boss and screaming kids. You just want to hear some favorite music and escape with a personality who makes you feel good. It's usually one or the other, and that's universal. That does not matter what country you're in. But then aside from that, you know, in Sweden, they like a little more information, and they like a little more depth in their interviews and the things they do. In Spain, they don't really want deep interviews. They love a good roundtable. They love like a bunch of guys sitting around at the bar arguing an issue. And so in Spain, you hear a lot of that on the radio. That's a difference. So different ways of presenting what basically listeners anywhere want to hear.
Where would you say is the hot place right now for radio? Is it America, Australia? Is a lot of people talk about? Is it Britain or is it somewhere else?
Oh, I think Australia is pretty hot. I think there's some really cool things that come out of there. And those guys are very creative and innovative. I think there's a lot of innovation in the UK. Frankly, I think the United States used to be innovative, and it's not as much anymore. I think now, because of the way ownership has changed in the United States, it's not as creative as it used to be. I think these other places are much more creative.
As a consultant, you sit in on many, 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 many shows. I think it was over 200 last year.
Yep.
So give us the top three things, simple mistakes that people make and things they could improve.
The number one mistake is not preparing well enough. They fill the blanks of their show right before they go on the air, and it's okay, it's mediocre at best, but it's not great. That's probably the number one mistake they make. The number two mistake they make is they're too focused on the room they're in, and they forget the experience of the listener, right? Because if you think about it, you're in a room, it's comfortable, you're in a nice chair, you're wearing headphones, it's soundproof, the air conditioning is on during the summer. Your listener is in a Cinquecento out here on the crazy roads of Milan. It's hot, it's humid, he has that idiot boss, he has a wife who doesn't like him, he's on his way home from work, he's stuck in traffic. In a way, you couldn't be in more distinct places. And a good radio presenter always puts herself in the place of the guy in the car rather than just being in the studio. So that's probably the second big thing. And the third thing is not to be afraid of failure, not to be afraid to try something, see if it works. And if it doesn't, don't worry. It's only radio. It's not, you know, brain surgery. Don't do it again. Find something else. There's not enough innovation like that.
David, thank you very much for your tips.
Okay, thank you very much.